The issue of beach buggies and birds heats up again at a hearing on Beacon Hill today. An environmental group wants tighter restrictions to protect the piping plover on Plymouth's most popular beach. And the owners of off-road vehicles are saying enough is enough there. WBUR's David Boeri reports on the latest chapter in this long, simmering conflict.
Plymouth Harbor is protected from the open Atlantic by a narrow strip of low sandy barrier beach that sticks out 3 miles. Out toward the point, thousands of birds clamor, dive for fish, pull up worms and invertebrates, sit on nests and feed their young. People know it as Long Beach. The birds know it as their breeding grounds.
Ahead on the tidal flat, there's a pair of piping plovers with a very small chick. The chick is only probably a few days old.
Biologist Scott Hecker has been studying shorebirds on Long Beach for 23 years. He picks out a brown and white cotton ball with a beak scurrying across the flats on orange toothpick legs. Its parents migrated here from the Gulf Coast somewhere between late March and May and began their nest right where generations of Plymouth residents used to drive their beach buggies with their own broods.
But the birdies and their nests have taken over the beach, and now we're unable to come down where we used to be able to.
Karen Fantasia of Plymouth, who's here with her son, can't drive out onto the beach today. She hasn't been able to drive out since the beginning of June, because piping plovers made a nest close to the entrance where off-road vehicles drive onto the beach. According to the rules, vehicles have to stay 100 yards away from the chicks until they can fly. By that measure, the entrance probably won't reopen until the end of July.
What would you like to see happen?
Remigrate them. Put them in one certain place, maybe where there's not a public beach, maybe some shoreline where people don't go.
Since piping plovers have been migrating here as long as there's been a beach, which predates the Pilgrims by 5 to 10,000 years, relocating them is problematic at best. But relocating the cars has had a dramatic effect, and a happy one from the plover side of things. Under the pressure of state and federal law, and of biologist Scott Hecker, for the last 20 years, the town of Plymouth has had to protect the birds, their nests, and their eggs from 4x4s, dogs, and people on the beach.
How many pairs of piping plovers are on this beach?
It's been going up since 1990 when there were none, and last year had 24 pairs.
On beaches across the state, fencing or roping off plover nests and restricting off-road vehicles has had the same dramatic effect, says Hecker. From 1987 to last year, the numbers jumped from 126 pairs to 575. And why stop now, asks Hecker. He developed the Coastal Waterbird Program for Audubon that's been credited with that increase.
I think if vehicles were restricted further and there were better protections for the birds, the number would go up.
That's precisely what Hecker and his new employer, the Goldenrod Foundation of Plymouth, are seeking. At a state hearing in Boston this week, they will argue that Plymouth's beach management plan doesn't go far enough, and the state that approved the town's plan isn't requiring enough to protect the plovers. As a result, Goldenrod says, the town and the state are violating the Massachusetts Endangered Species Act. So once again, the one-ounce plover is at the center of a one-ton controversy that's reopened the wounds of resentful Plymouth residents. One of those is Rich Welpley.
We're saying if it's already succeeding and the birds are coming back, why do we need more regulation?
Welpley has organized a petition drive that's linked to the Facebook page, Let's Take Back Long Beach. Over 600 people have joined in opposing all suggestions and demands that will further limit our access to our beach.
You've got to make a decision. We care about the wildlife, we care about the people. Do we care about them equally? Or do we want to just say the people aren't important, they're, you know, they can go do something else, this beach is for the birds, and that's the end of the story?
Scott Hecker and Goldenrod say that plovers can coexist with people and that the current restrictions don't keep people from walking on the beach. They restrict cars. Though Welpley and other 4x4 drivers say that walking up the beach to spend the day with a family is too much without a car. But on the subject of vehicles, the attorney for Goldenrod, William Henchy, is clear.
Certainly when these birds are present in breeding, there simply, in our view, is no room for vehicles and the birds to coexist because the birds suffer when that happens.
According to the federal government, piping plovers are the smallest population of shorebirds on the Atlantic coast. Its vulnerability is even more apparent in the wake of the catastrophic BP oil spill, because most of these birds winter on the American side of the Gulf Coast. They migrated here before the spill, but they'll soon return with their fledglings to beaches that are heavily oiled.
Considering the entire population of the piping plover is only 3,200 pairs in the world and 70% of them in the Gulf, this is a really significant potential impact.
All the more reason to try to increase the population of piping plovers here on Long Beach in Plymouth, says Hecker, by increasing the survival of chicks. He points to one leaving the nest where it's been protected by a rope that fences it off. But the chick passes under the rope across a corridor where vehicles would normally be free to pass.
That's the difficulty in protecting the young. They have to go outside the roping in order to get enough food to survive. So they come out of the roping onto the tidal flats to get their food.
So even when vehicles may be keeping their proper distance, they scare the chicks and disrupt their ability to find food, says Goldenrod's attorney William Henchy.
When these birds are present in breeding, the science is very clear that vehicles adversely affect their productivity, their ability to survive.
It's a direct violation of the state's Endangered Species Act to allow those disruptions, even when they do not inflict direct harm, Henchy claims. Making that argument at this week's hearings may well increase the population of piping plovers, but also the conflict over beach buggies in Plymouth. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.